Alex Marlowe, Cultural Marxism: A Virtue Signaling Hack. Corporations Used to Operate Unencumbered. By Alana Mastrangelo on December 21, 2021. Breitbart News Editor-in-Chief Alex Marlowe spoke at Turning Point USA's inaugural America Fest in Phoenix, Arizona, on Sunday, where he said that cultural Marxism is the greatest gift to woke businesses and the elite, because it is used as a virtue signaling hack that allows companies to continue treating their employees badly, without being held accountable. Cultural Marxism is the greatest gift to the super elite left, Marlowe said Sunday while speaking on a panel alongside PUSA founder Carly Kirk and author and mathematician Dr. James Lindsay. These are people who have corporations, and they want to do international business. They want to operate unencumbered by the government or by the people. They don't want to be accountable to anyone, Marlowe continued. And they've realized, they have a hack, he added. Instead of Amazon treating their warehouse workers well or Hollywood treating women well or Google treating black people well, all they have to do is post a black square on Instagram. And then, all of a sudden, they can do whatever horrible stuff they were going to do. Watch below. Marlowe went on to say that these woke corporations are not doing the hard work of actually trying to recruit people into their businesses to make it more diverse. They're not actually trying to have equitable distribution of wealth to the workers in the Amazon warehouse, he said. All they have to do is virtue signal by sending a check to communist, Marxist Black Lives Matter, and they announce they're the greatest people on the planet. This is a trick, it is a hoax, and so many young people are getting hoaxed by it right now, Marlowe affirmed. During the panel, Marlowe also suggested that those seeking to hold woke corporations accountable should boycott them, as well as seek out alternative businesses. Other things you can do is boycott, Marlowe said. This is not a tactic I would have recommended 10 years ago. But I think if businesses are showing woke values, you should not support them. You should find alternatives. Watch below. There are other brands out there, the editor-in-chief continued. And if you find that there is a brand that you think, even if it's with a wink and a nod, does share some of your values, support that business. Make sure they thrive, he added. Make sure you are supporting people who are trying to take on some of these woke corporations. Not just with your minds and your voice, but also with your dollars. Kirk then mentioned SecondVote.com, an organization focused on exposing corporations that fund left-wing advocacy, and scores companies based on their direct and indirect donations, states' policies, lobbying activists, and more. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and Twitter at @armastrangelo, and on Instagram,